Mark chapter 14. After 2 days was the feast of the Passover, and of unleavened bread, and the chief priests and the scribes sought how they might take him by craft, and put him to death. But they said, "Not on the feast day, lest there should be an uproar of the people." And being in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at the table, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very precious, and she broke the box, and poured it on his head. And there were some who had indignation within themselves, and said, "Why was this waste of the ointment made? For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence, and have been given to the poor." And they murmured against her. And Yeshua said, "Leave her alone, why do you trouble her? She has worked a good work on me. For you always have the poor with you, and whenever you wish you may do them good, but you do not always have me. She has done what she could, she has come beforehand to anoint my body to the burying. Truly I say to you, wherever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she has done shall be spoken of for a memorial to her." And Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went to the chief priests to betray him to them. And when they heard it, they were glad and promised to give him money. And he sought how he might conveniently betray him. And the first day of unleavened bread, when they killed the Passover, his disciples said to him, "Where do you wish that we go and prepare, so that you may eat the Passover?" And he sends two of his disciples, and says to them, "Go into the city, and there a man shall meet you bearing a pitcher of water, follow him. And wherever he shall go in, say to the master of the house, 'The master says, where is the guest chamber, where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' And he will show you a large upper room furnished and prepared. Make ready for us there." And his disciples went, and came into the city, and found as he had said to them, and they made ready the Passover. And in the evening he comes with the 12. And as they sat, and were eating, Yeshua said, "Truly I say to you, one of you who eats with me, will betray me." And they began to be sorrowful, and to say to him one by one, "Is it I?" And another said, "Is it I?" And he answered and said to them, "It is one of the 12 who dippeth with me in the dish. The Son of Man indeed goes, as it is written concerning him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been good for that man if he had never been born." And as they were eating, Yeshua took bread, blessed it, broke it, and gave it to them, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them. And they all drank from it. And he said to them, "This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many. Truly I say to you, I will drink no more of the fruit of the vine, until the day that I drink it new in the kingdom of Elohim." And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. And Yeshua says to them, "All you will be offended because of me this night, for it is written, 'I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered.' But after I am risen, I will go before you into Galilee." But Peter said to him, "Although all shall be offended, yet I will not." And Yeshua says to him, "Truly I say to you, that this day, even in this night, before the cock shall crow twice, you will deny me 3 times. But he spoke the more vehemently, "If I should die with you, I will not deny you in any way." They all also said likewise. And they came to a place which was named Gethsemane, and he says to his disciples, "Sit here, while I shall pray." And he takes with him Peter, James, and John, and began to be greatly amazed, and to be very heavy. And says to them, "My soul is exceeding sorrowful to death, stay here and watch." And he went forward a little, and fell on the ground, and prayed that, if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, "Abba, Father, all things are possible to you. Take away this cup from me, nevertheless, not what I will, but what you will." And he comes and finds them sleeping, and says to Peter, "Simon, do you sleep? Could not you watch 1 hour? Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak." And again he went away, prayed, and spoke the same words. And when he returned, he found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy, neither did they know what to answer him. And he comes the third time, and says to them, "Sleep on now, and take your rest. It is enough, the hour has come, behold, the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go, behold, he who betrayeth me is at hand." And immediately while he was yet speaking, Judas comes, one of the 12, and with him a great multitude with swords and staffs, from the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders. And he who betrayed him had given them a token, saying, "Whomever I shall kiss, he is the one, take him, and lead him away safely." And as soon as he had come, he goes immediately to him and says, "Master, Master," and kissed him. And they laid their hands on him, and took him. And one of those who stood by drew a sword, smote a servant of the high priest, and cut off his ear. And Yeshua answered and said to them, "Have you come out, as against a thief, with swords and with staffs to take me? I was with you daily in the temple, teaching, and you did not take me, but the scriptures must be fulfilled." And they all forsook him, and fled. And there followed him a certain young man, having a linen cloth cast about his naked body, and the young men laid hold upon him. And he left the linen cloth, and fled from them naked. And they led Yeshua away to the high priest, and with him all the chief priests, the elders, and the scribes were assembled. And Peter followed him at a distance, even into the palace of the high priest, and he sat with the servants, and warmed himself at the fire. And the chief priests, and all the council sought for testimony against Yeshua to put him to death, and found none. For many bore false testimony against him, but their testimony did not agree together. And there arose some, and bore false testimony against him, saying, "We heard him say, 'I will destroy this temple that is made with hands, and within 3 days I will build another made without hands.'" But neither so did their testimony agree together. And the high priest stood up in the midst and asked Yeshua, saying, "Do you answer nothing? What is it which these testify against you?" But he held his peace and answered nothing. Again the high priest asked him and said to him, "Are you the anointed, the Son of the Blessed?" And Yeshua said, "I am. And you shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power, and coming in the clouds of heaven." Then the high priest rent his clothes and says, "What need do we have of any further witnesses? You have heard the blasphemy. What do you think?" And they all condemned him to be guilty of death. And some began to spit on him, to cover his face, to buffet him, and to say to him, "Prophesy," and the servants struck him with the palms of their hands. And as Peter was below in the palace, there comes one of the maids of the high priest. And when she saw Peter warming himself, she looked at him and said, "And you were also with Yeshua of Nazareth." But he denied, saying, "I do not know, neither do I understand what you say." And he went out into the porch, and the cock crowed. And a maid saw him again, and began to say to those who stood by, "This is one of them." And he denied it again. And a little after, those who stood by said again to Peter, "Surely you are one of them, for you are a Galilean, and your speech agrees to it." But he began to curse and to swear, saying, "I do not know this man of whom you speak." And the second time the cock crowed. And Peter called to mind the word that Yeshua said to him, "Before the cock shall crow twice, you will deny me 3 times." And when he thought on it, he wept.